Hello everyone, it's Jana here with Gentleman. It's the 14th of October today and it's a lovely sunny morning. Already some dodgy driving. It's already some cars looking huffing and puffing, squeezing their way through, when actually they were the ones supposed to wait before this single track bit. Our favourite builders on there, so that's good. When I say favourite, they're the ones who always park a huge lorry on the pavement right in the middle where everybody has to go past to squat. I don't know, have I told you this story yet of what happened on Tuesday? That quite tickled me. So I got to the station, the train station, and as you drive in, there's a ramp, sort of going up to the second level of the, or first level rather, of the car park. So it's got two levels. There's one on top where you can park. But the ramp isn't where you're supposed to drive up. You're only supposed to drive down it. You have to go round a bit and then approach from the back sort of thing. Anyway, as I got my ticket, I turned around and I saw someone was driving up the ramp. And I didn't even think that was possible because there are those metal bits on the floor. So, you know, it looks like if you drive the wrong way around, they look up and like you, they've got teeth and they're going to slash your tyres. So I didn't even think you could do that. This 4x4 had managed. And then a man was walking down the ramp and telling him, and told the driver in no uncertain words and gestures to go back down. Then again, there's also a massive sign everywhere that pedestrians are not allowed on the ramp. So I thought, so there's someone doing something wrong, telling someone else who's doing something wrong not to do it. So there you go. Two wrongs can make a right. It was just bizarre, but I had a look next time I drove in just to see. And yeah, it looks like all the metal things are still there, but quite a few of them seem to have lost their teeth. So that probably explains why he was able to drive up that way. And back down without losing any tyres. The other thing I can report is that I've had some excellent customer services this week. So it's quite a while ago. I ordered a couple of bits from this shop. When they arrived, well, one of them turned out that wasn't actually what I wanted. So I'd kind of got the wrong code, and these things are really difficult to tell on the website what they actually like in real life. So yeah, it turns out I ordered the wrong thing. But I couldn't find the one that I wanted on the website. So got busy, kind of left it. Because usually you have to return stuff within a month or so, don't you? Then I finally thought, well, I'll have another look. Couldn't find it on the website. Emailed them and said, this is what I'm looking for. But I can't find this on the website. They said, no, that's not the right code. But I think it might be this that you're talking about. And I thought, oh yes, so it is. So I emailed back and said, yeah, that's exactly the thing. But it's a bit too late to exchange it now, is it? So then I got a phone call in the evening from them. And this lady said, oh, I saw there's all these emails. So I thought I'll just give you a call. It might be quicker. Which one do you want? Okay. What size do you want? Okay, yes. No, that's fine. I'll reserve that for you. You just return. Can you return the other one? Yes. Okay. Yeah, you just return that when you're ready. And then we'll send you a new one. Or is it urgent? Do you want me to? No, it's not. Okay, that's fine. And she was off and I was like, oh, wow, that is so cool. So, yeah, I like that. I think some companies are recognising that one of their USPs isn't about the product anymore or about the price. A lot of them are do it about the price, aren't they? But a lot of them are recognising actually customer service is a good one to focus on and to differentiate themselves from other companies. So yeah, right, I'm not going to tell you what the shop is though, because you're not very likely to buy anything there. But yeah, you know, so it is possible. Well, I think we always say John Lewis is a similar, that, you know, when you say that wasn't right, that they try and put it right for you. So yeah, it's good. It's always nice when that happens. So at least I've got that sorted out, and I'm just going to drop off my list now and I'll just have a look what else is on there. I think I need to go into town today for various errands. And I mean various errands. There's quite a lot on the list. And then I'll see how much time is left over in the afternoon to maybe tackle something else on the list. We'll see. And then it's going to be weekend, even though I have a feeling this weekend we'll be building the Parthenon with Amelia, which is what I have to go and get some bits for now as well. Right. Told you she's doing ancient Greeks. It all culminates in her own version of the Parthenon. So, anyway, I'd be happy if there's nothing else to do this weekend, though. Henry wants me to find the origami book, so I might do something crafty with them. That would be nice. Anyway, so I hope you all have a lovely weekend. Hope the weather stays as it is now. That's proper October weather. Crisp and clear and lovely and sunny. So we'll have a good weekend and I'll speak to you again soon. Bye for now.